Israel's military says it has carried out airstrikes on Gaza, targeting a position of the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas in the north. Tel Aviv claims a cluster of balloons carrying explosive devices was launched from the besieged territory toward Israel. The strike came after a Hamas security source said Israeli aircraft had struck its observation points elsewhere in the Gaza Strip late on Saturday. Hamas said the attacks did not wound anyone. The blockaded strip has been witnessing tensions since last March following anti-occupation protests. Hundreds of Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire during weekly protests since then. Our Gaza correspondent Ashraf Shannon updates us on the latest Israeli attack in the besieged territory.
The Israeli regime is trying to escalate the situation in light of the upcoming Israeli elections, and many here in Gaza, many Palestinians in Gaza, are bracing themselves for possibility of another Israeli war, maybe similar to the one in 2014. Or even worse, that war alone claimed the lives of over 2,200 Palestinians, including hundreds of women and children. At the same time, Palestinians almost a year ago, on March the 30th, began the Great March of Return rallies to demand the right of return for millions of Palestinian refugees. The Israeli regime responded with brutality and excessive lethal force, killing hundreds of Palestinians and injuring thousands of others in Gaza. That peaceful action still continues, not only on Fridays, but sometimes on Tuesdays and Mondays, and almost every night over the past few weeks. Hundreds of Palestinians take part in peaceful protests near the security fence at night. They're not firing bombs, they're not throwing grenades. Basically, they're burning firecrackers. And the Israeli military, as they did tonight, they shot three of the protesters. Most of them are young children.